It's been a long time since we've
battled. We haven't done this in a long time. I really enjoy this because there is nothing that highlights the difference between men and women quite as much as this. The sound effects theater, the sound effects battle. Kayla, if we could come on in here.
Welcome to Sound Effects Theater.
Women can't do sound effects. Okay, they thank you.
Totally wrong.
They can't do them. They try, but they're just not as accomplished at them as a man because we grow up making those noises. You know, the machine gun. That's what we do. I don't think women are conditioned at a young age to make sound effects. But every once in a while, we like to, you know, give them a shot. Laura and Kayla, they kind of will go at each other, so to speak. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Random sound effects. Throw one out. Let's see how they do, Kelly. Before I have a prepared little story. I'm going to read them to each of them, and we'll see who does better. And then we'll do another different random story.
Do we have to leave the room?
With two listeners, yes. So. We'll have a random different story for two listeners to compete, okay? Throw out a random...
Jet plane.
Okay. That's pretty good.
NASCAR.
Sounds a lot like the jet plane.
Two different things. I was shifting gears in my NASCAR.
Sounded a lot like the jet plane, and Kayla even swung her head across the microphone like, that's
motorboat.
That was terrible.
I'm better.
I like. Oh, I'm better.
Laura, shotgun. Was that a poof gun? What was that, a poof gun? Was that the lightest possible fart a human being could ever let out? Shotgun, Kayla.
You gotta do the if you have a pump like me.
All right, flamethrower, Kayla. Laura, flamethrower.
Wow, that was really good.
That was really good.
I'll tell you something.
Wow. That's what I wanted to. That's the noise I wanted to make.
You got your hands in volume.
She leaned back 3 feet from the microphone and rushed it. It was good.
Well, I figure when you throw it, it comes in like a.
Okay, you don't throw the flame.
That was good.
I thought we were throwing it too.
Did you think there was a guy with a cooking glove?
Yeah, and he just hooked it.
That was pretty good. All right.
I'm nervous. This always gives me anxiety.
All right. I'm anxious.
Okay, so who leaves the studio first?
Well, who do you want to go first?
I'll go.
All right, she's going to go, and you're going to close the door. So Kayla, and this will be judged by you at home. I'm going to ask you to text in your responses at 82945 as to who does better, just simply for the bragging rights, okay? Simply for the bragging rights, all right? So I'll read the same story for Laura as I will for Kayla.
Okay.
All right.
Good, you're adjusting your bra.
All right, get ready. All right. Welcome to Sound Effects Theater, round one.
This always gives me anxiety. I don't get nervous.
Is Gizmo here? I was going to say we should Facebook live this.
Gizmo!
We should Facebook live it.
Oh, it's 8:16. There's no way he's here.
Okay. All right, hold on.
Well, they get out early today, so I bet they're all coming.
All right, so I'll just motion when I want you to do the sound effects. I'm going to read. Okay. You just throw them in when you feel it. Okay? Here we go.
On a total side note, huge today.
Okay, all right.
She's standing up. She's ready to go.
Yeah, here we go.
It makes me...
All right. I know I must have been sleeping hard. Really hard. Like snoring sleep. She almost just threw up.
She almost choked to death in the studio.
We both just started. It's the first sentence. Snoring sleep. Then I was awoken. You would think it would have been from the sounds of my neighbors going at it. Oh, and when the toys came out, my place rattles like a jackhammer. Anyways, it wasn't that. It was coming from another room. I tried to get out of my bed softly and tiptoe.
Just a tip.
But the floor creaked beneath my feet. With every step, I made my way down the hall, and I heard another noise in the living room. I looked for something to grab, and I only managed to find a power drill. She's bouncing up and down. Scotty Geller really likes that. I approach the door.
Tip,
drill rotating in my hand. I turn the door handle. Open the door with a thrash. And I gasped in shock. It was a surprise party.
Oh my God.
No, that's awful. She screams instead of yelling. She yells out. All right, pretty good, though, Laura. Pretty good.
I was surprised.
Not bad. You were surprised. All right, I'll give it to you. All right, so there's Laura. All right, come on in.
Okay.
Laura is a physical phenomenon. She physically she invests in every single story.
Risked her life.
Yeah, she did. Risked her life.
I almost gagged in my own snore.
Try not to throw up or swear. Just throwing that out there.
Yep.
Okay?
It's going to be fun.
Not bad, though, Laura.
I can stay in here because I get to
listen to her. Yes, you can. All right, it'll be up to you, Laura. So let's see how Kayla does. And then I have another story, a short little story for two listeners. Let's see how you do because, you know, you're sitting home and you're judging. Then you could step up. You can call 888-556-7625 and you could try. All right, this is round one, part two. Sound effects here. You ready, hon?
I sure am.
Yep.
Just saw a text where somebody just pissed themselves. Thank you, Laura. Okay, so that's good. All right, here we go.
awesome.
Great.
I know I must have been sleeping really hard. Really hard. Snoring sleep. Is that a horse?
Sounds like the grapefruit.
But I was... You just grapefruited. All right, anyway.
No, I didn't.
But I was awoken. You'd think it would have been from the sounds of my neighbors going at it.
What? Are you waking me up?
She went a different route than you did.
I don't even want to know.
And then when the toys came out, my place rattles like a jackhammer. Anyways, it wasn't that. Something was coming from the other room.
Bun dun, bun dun, bun dun.
I tried to softly tiptoe. But the floor kept creaking beneath my feet with every step. I made my way down the hall and heard another noise in the living room. I looked for something to grab and only managed to find a power drill. I approached the door, drill rotating in hand. I opened the door with a thrash. I gasped in shock.
It was a surprise party.
Yeah, love me.
Yeah, love me.
She didn't yell surprise either.
Did not.
I screamed and
she screamed in terror. Yeah.
What a fun surprise party.
Wow, that is fun.
Yay me.
So everybody says I'm yell surprise. She goes, yay, love me.
Love me.
That's
yeah.
what people yell at a surprise party. All right, that's pretty good right
Very
there.
Very nice.
Oh, all right, man. Some of the texts. Laura, you can text away at 82945. Quick judging. And it's just for the simple bragging rights. Excellent job. Laura invests herself emotionally to the point, like physically to the point, where I fear she's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, rushing the microphone, stepping back, contorting her body.
I kind of go along with the movements that you're giving me. So
physically acting out.
And then when I was snoring, I accidentally gagged myself with my tongue.
Then let an S-bomb. Pretty sure.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty sure, actually.
Did I?
Well, that's not fair. She's automatically going to win.
Oh, my God. Hilarious. Don't know which one is funnier. Here's some of the text there. Laura win, hands down. Wasn't even close. Laura wins solely based on the neighbors going at it. I love how she goes for the sex. You went for the fight. Right?
That's, you went for the, why are like you having sex? You were yelling at them for having sex next door.
Well, they were waking me up. Why do I want you to have sex and wake me up?
Yeah. But she went for the actual sounds of the neighbors. Okay. Kayla wins for sure. Kayla did the best. Wow, we're pretty much split down the middle.
That's a Pam.
Best contest.
Here's hoping. Love you,
best
Mom.
Contest ever. I'm pissing myself. I'm crying, laughing so hard. Laura, hold on a second. FTW for the win. Okay. Okay. It's tough, guys. I don't know. I don't even know if I can.
We might have a tie.
I think we've got a draw.
I think she always. She's always a little better.
What do you think?
I thought boys by a hair.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
I obviously you didn't hear me, but I loved your ending.
Scotty.
the way she choked, that was funny.
I think if I go by realism, I go to Kayla. But if I go for straight out and outright outrageousness, I go for Laura. Yeah. So I think Laura gets the slight edge. The slight edge.
Thank you.
That was good.
Thanks.
That's very good.
That fresh hair.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
It's the moans.
Yeah, it's good. No, it's good.
Yeah, yeah. You have more. Well, never mind.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I always love that. Helicopter Laura. Oh, she's turning her head from side to side.
Sounds like it needs oil.
Are you kidnapping yourself? Are you kidnapping yourself? Machine gun? Did you do that one? Machine gun, Kayla?
I'm not too good either.
Were you using peas? Was that a, can you not roll your tongue? Work your tongue.
Gotta roll your tongue, dude.
What is this lip? But this lip thing.
You got an angry lip, brother. You got an angry lip. Are you doing that for real or are you joking? Because you can do a better one than that. You've done a better one than that.
Yeah, you can.
That's the one I know right now.
Where did?
Yeah, that's pretty good, Chris. That's your German heritage coming through.
All right, we'll be right back. We'll be right back. I'm going to need two.